Ask Branson playing. Each Tuesday's my turn once again to give them fresh water and Timothy hay. It's my favorite day. They love me, Timothy hay. Year of the goat. A goat ate my coat.
There's nothing the country cured with a wink and a fart, and you're listening to WGXC in Accra, 90.7 FM.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today, we will hear listener mail, feedback from listeners about what they think of WGXC and community radio in the Upper Hudson Valley. You can give WGXC feedback anytime you want by calling 518-291-WGXC and leaving a 3-minute message about anything you want. You can tell us the good stuff, the bad stuff, what you'd like us to do, what you wish we didn't do. Again, that number is 518-291-9492. You can also email comments to feedback@wgxc.org. So we'll hear from some listeners today after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned. We're listening to Zach Poff's Pond Station. Available at wavefarm.org/listen. If you click on the listen button on any WGXC.org page, you can hear the sounds from the bottom of one of the wave farm ponds, thanks to the hydrophones Zach Poff has put there. The radio artist is surveilling the underwater sounds in Greene County, and you can go to wavefarm.org/listen. Or click on any WGXC.org page and click on the listen button to listen to transmissions from inside a wave farm pond from morning until sundown from Zach Poff's Pond Station.
This is Cheryl Kay, host of Situation Fluxus on WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The show is a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more that airs on Thursdays at 10 a.m. and Fridays at 4 a.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. Keep tuned in to 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wavefarm Radio app on your smartphone. Our website is wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Kravitz & Son Roofing, a local family-owned and operated full-service roofing company for more than 48 years. Specializing in residential and commercial roof construction, repair, maintenance, and replacement, using high-quality and affordable roofing products. Information at 518-567-4026. Or online at KravitzandSonRoofing.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Anna Friz of Santa Cruz, California. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Dan Walden is reporting in the Columbia paper that Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chyka will not present a beating case involving a Columbia County Sheriff's deputy to the grand jury again after Columbia County Judge Richard Kowiek dismissed several charges against the four defendants on December 10th. Chyka could have appealed the judge's decision or presented the case to a grand jury again. Instead, he will go to trial with far fewer and lesser charges. Kowiek dismissed second-degree gang assault charges against all four defendants and some other charges after four people beat Harold Handy of Kinderhook to near death at the home of a sheriff's deputy on July 5, 2020. The judge said there was insufficient evidence for the gang assault charges against former Valencia Gym owner Alex Rosenstrach, 38, County Sheriff's Deputy Kelly Briscoe Rosenstrach, 34, IRS Law Enforcement Agent Brian Hagg, 37, and Corey Gaylord, 31, a contractor. Handy was hospitalized for 2 days and needed two surgeries because of the beating he took at the home of the Rosenstrachers on County Route 21. He had a large hematoma over his left eye and a broken orbital bone, and one of the surgeries was to put a plate to cover the area where the operation was performed, according to the judge's decision. Pretrial hearings on the few remaining charges will be held over 2 days starting April 4th, 2020 at 9:15 a.m. And you can read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Occupying Soup reports that state police are warning local seniors about a, and I quote, grandparent scam, end quote, on phone calls recently. Scammers phone claiming that someone's grandchild or other relative has been arrested and a bail as high as $30,000 needs to be paid immediately to get them out. In Chatham, the victims left $12,000 outside of their house to be picked up by a courier. In another case, state police say the callers got the victims to send payments of cash through the mail hidden inside old magazines. The calls also have claimed relatives are in serious accidents. Any phone request for cash should be treated skeptically, police say, first with a pause to figure things out and make calls to other relatives to confirm any details. Seniors should also phone the police for help if they are unsure about the call. Police also warn to never send cash through the mail or buy prepaid debit cards or gift cards to send money to someone requesting it by phone. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Chloe Callahan reports in the Times Union about the obituary that went viral across the nation this week that was written by a man from Prattsville in Greene County. Andy Corin submitted electronically the obituary from the Fellow Mountain Cafe in Hunter to the Fayetteville Observer about his mother, Renee Mandel Corin. The obituary began hinting at what was to come, and I quote, "A plus-size Jewish lady redneck died in El Paso Saturday," end quote. It went on to say, and I quote, "Renee lied a lot," end quote. A second section read, and I quote, "But on the plus side, Renee didn't cook, she didn't clean, and she was lousy with money too," end quote. The obituary also praised his mother for, and I quote, "dyeing her red roots, weekly manicures, dirty jokes, pier fishing, rolling joints, and buying dirty magazines," end quote. In a few days, the obituary had been shared, quoted, and liked by thousands of people all over the country. He said, and I quote, "How I write comes from a centered daily practice," end quote. Corin, who describes himself in the obituary as his mother's, and I quote, "favorite son, the gay one who writes catty obituaries in his spare time," end quote. Corin said he doubted that the newspaper would publish the obituary and did not think it would go viral. He had to go to Hunter to send the obituary because of the lack of internet service in Prattsville. Corin said of Prattsville, "I lived there during the dark days of the pandemic until now. It's been a tremendous blessing in my life. I love Greene County," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom,
I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, Christmas Day, rain is likely with a chance of drizzle. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 41 degrees. There's also a chance of rain before 2 a.m. on Saturday night, then a slight chance of rain and snow showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 35 degrees. And on Sunday, a slight chance of showers before 1 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 42 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 25. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Adelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Here's a new song from Sometimes Hudson resident Stephen Merritt and the Magnetic Fields. Have you seen it in the snow?
Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight with. Gotta keep on plodding onwards with your precious load. Been a long time, little donkey, through the winter's night. Don't give up now, little donkey, Bethlehem's in sight.
Ring out the bells tonight, Bethlehem, Bethlehem. Follow the star tonight, Bethlehem, Bethlehem.
Seriously, you lost your cool.
Oh, shut up. It's Christmas.
Sidewalk. Dressed in holiday style, in the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you'll hear silver bells.
Even stoplights blinkle bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch, this is Santa's big scene, and above all this hustle you'll hear silver bells.
Have you done another year?
fat, fat, fat. He's too fat, fat, fat. Much too fat, fat, fat. He'll never get down, never get down. He's too fat for the chimney. Too fat for the chimney. So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in. There's no room for his tummy. Please do something, Mommy. Without Santa Claus, oh, how can Christmas begin? I don't see how I'll get the presents I've been looking for. I knew while sitting on his lap in that department store that he'd have troubles by chimney. He's too fat for the chimney. So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in.
Take a look at that fat.
Oh,
fat,
he's certainly
fat,
chubby.
Fat,
oh,
fat,
so rabbit-dub-tubby. Mrs.
Fat,
Christmas's hubby.
He'll never get down, never get down.
He's too fat,
fat
for the
fat,
chimney.
He's too fat,
fat for the
fat,
chimney. So
fat,
open
fat,
the
fat,
door and let poor Santa
never get
Claus
down, never
in.
Get down.
There's no room for his tummy.
Chubby,
do something, Mommy. Without Santa Claus, oh, how can Christmas begin? One day I saw him on the street, and I could quickly tell that with his roly-poly tum-tum shaking just like jelly,
he just won't make it by chimney. He's too fat for the chimney. So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in. Let him in.
Open the door.
Let him in.
Open the door. He can't get down the chimney anymore. So please let fat old Santa Claus in.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Gillian Sutton is Trixie von Mothersbaugh. Join me in this song, which I learned in 1989 from a fake book. It's called R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Now, in his book, My Name Escapes Me, Sir Alec Guinness wrote that he was approached by a child and his mother, and the kid wanted his autograph, because to the kid, Sir Alec Guinness was Obi-Wan Kenobi. So Sir Alec Guinness obliged him, and the kid said to him as he signed his name, "I've seen Star Wars 30 times!" And this made Sir Alec Guinness' heart sink. He talked about how when they made the movie, he said it was a very fun, creative thing. I really enjoyed making Star Wars, but I really didn't like how people took the idea of the Force seriously as a religious concept, and it was a big deal, and it kind of drained the fun out of it for him. And he signed his autograph for the kid. The kid said, "I would do anything for you, anything you say." And Sir Alec Guinness said, "I don't think you should say things like that." And the kid said, "No, I would do anything for you." "You're not going to like what I'm going to tell you." "I'd do anything for you. Anything you say. Promise me you'll never watch Star Wars again." And the kid burst into tears. And the mother scolded Sir Alec Guinness and said, "That's a terrible thing to say to a child." And he wrote, "Perhaps so." R2-D2, we wish you a Merry Christmas. R2-D2, we love you, it's true. R2-D2, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We hope our little message gets to you. We look up at the winter star. We know that's where you are. Our chimney's big and round, so you can come right down. Spreading Christmas cheer will be easy with you here. Our hearts are filled with glee as we decorate the Christmas tree. R2-D2, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
R2D2, we love you, it's true. R2D2, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We hope our little message gets to you. And if the snow becomes too deep, just give a little beep. We'll go in by the fire and warm your little wires. Spreading Christmas cheer will be easy with you here. We'll dance and sing and play from Christmas Eve till Christmas Day. We hope our little message gets to you. We hope our little message gets to you. We love you, R2. This presents are for you. Merry Christmas, R2. Very ancient carol. It's called the Coventry Carol. Okay, I've got one more for you, and then we'll have Liv Carroll on the stage.
This is another very old carol called The Babe of Bethlehem. And don't refuse this glorious news of Jesus and salvation. To royal Jews came first the news of Christ the great Messiah, as was foretold by prophets old, Isaiah, Jeremiah. To Abraham the promise came, and to his seed forever, a light to shine in Isaac's line, by scripture we discover. Hail promise born, the Savior born, the glorious mediator, Christ's blessed Word made flesh and blood, assumed the human nature. His parents bore in earthly store to entertain the stranger. They found no bed to lay his head, but in an ox's manger. No royal things as used by kings were seen by those that found him. But in the hay the stranger lay with swaddling bands around him. On that same night a glorious light to shepherds there appeared. Bright angels came in shining flame, they saw and greatly feared. Be not afraid, the angel said, although we much alarm you, we do appear good news to bear, as now we will inform you. The city's name is Bethlehem, in which God hath appointed this blessed morn a Savior born, for he hath God anointed. By this you will know, if you will go to see this little stranger, his lovely charms in Mary's arms, both lying in the manger. When this was said, straightway was made a glorious sound from heaven. Each flaming tongue an anthem sung, to men a Savior's given. In Jesus' name, the glorious theme, we elevate our voices, and at Christ's birth be peace on earth, while all heaven rejoices. The shepherds again returned again to their own habitation. Joy of heart they did depart, now they have found salvation. Glory they cried to God on high, who sent his Son to save us. This blessed morn our Savior's born, his name it is Christ Jesus. This blessed morn, our Savior's born, his name is Christ Jesus.
Thank you. guitar. Okay.
Yeah.
Is this the? Oh, that's no wonder. No wonder. Things were wrong. Now they're right. All right. Thank goodness for Brian and his little wheeling table that was already here. And also for all of those beautiful songs. Thanks. Thanks, Brian. Juwan. Thanks, Trixie von Mothersbaugh. So last year I sang the same song as this one, but I didn't have a guitar to do it. So we'll see how it goes. It's called the Cherry Tree Carol.
Wow.